And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. He's actually in Christmas Island right now. Hopefully we'll hear from him in that exotic remote location either today or tomorrow, but we have a great couple of guests in the studio. Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. It's Yellowtail Shootout Weekend, and they are going to have some great information for you. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick Maxa is at Christmas Island right now, probably sleeping right now because it's 4 hours earlier. But He'll be waking soon, I hope, and be calling us on a satellite phone and maybe even getting a report from that fabulous destination there in Christmas Island. But we have a great couple of guests in the studio. And what timing? I'm going to tell you something. Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors, FishDope.com. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you guys. Big weekend for you guys. You guys are busy this weekend. Yellowtail Shootout kicked off last night, right?
Yeah, we had a great turnout, man. Last year we were down and we only had like 41 boats and then bounced right back with this great fishing. We had 75 boats last night enter the tournament.
75 boats. That's pretty amazing. So congratulations. That's a serious tournament.
Yeah, it is. I don't know of too many other ones on this coast that are doing those kind of numbers. So, you know, back in the day when everybody, we had great fishing and we first did it, this is our ninth time. When we first ran the tournament, we were expecting like 65, 70 boats, and we had, what was it, 107 or something?
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It was nuts.
So how does the Yellowtail Shootout work? Explain the whole thing and the parties and all that kind of stuff.
It starts on Friday with a captain's meeting, which is not really a captain's meeting. Just come in, pick up your stuff, get your T-shirts. We've always got a ton of swag. AFCO and Costa and all those guys really hook them up. And that's kind of the premise of the whole tournament. It's going to cost you, it's $325 for three guys to enter. So it's about $100 a head. And we want to make sure you're leaving with $100 worth of swag from our sponsors.
Wow.
So you get a tournament shirt, you get a couple of other shirts from sponsors or whatever, or you'll get a couple hats, some lures, Pure Fishing kicks in a bunch of line. I mean, we really got a heavy, heavy goodie bag. So you've kind of won before you leave. And then you fish all day Saturday. And then Sunday morning, it's kind of a blind weigh. We don't tell anybody what their bag weighs. They can see their individual fish, but they don't know how they do compared to other people.
It's top three yellowtail.
It is, yeah. Okay. The biggest three, you have to weigh five fish total. The three biggest will count. So if you've caught 10 fish, you've got to sort them yourself and pick your five biggest. Your three biggest of that will count towards your bag weight. And then we have a separate prize set aside also for the single biggest fish. And there's a jackpot that goes with that as well.
Wow, a side jackpot.
Yep.
Wow. And all this happens tomorrow at the Konakai Club.
Correct, yeah. Tomorrow,
or
11
Konakai
o'clock
Resort, I guess.
At the Konakai, we'll do the banquet. We've got some crazy raffles. All the sponsors have come through big time. Lots of prizes. We've got great food at the Konakai. You know, have a cold adult beverage. Pretty much everybody will go home with something one way or another with the raffles and all that. And that's just, I mean, that's our big thing is just make sure everybody has a good time and get their value out of the money they're spending.
And the three fish aggregate really makes it, kind of spreads it around. It's not just one big fish.
It used to be one big fish. And we listened to, you know, a lot of the guys that were fishing it and said, man, that's just luck. Anybody could have one big fish bite. But I think when you go to a three-fish bag, the guys that have the skill and can cull through, you know, it's almost like bass fishing. You got to cull through 10, 15 fish to pick, you know, three, four nicer ones, and that's hopefully what's going to put you in the money.
And how much does it cost to get in?
It's $325 for the basic entry. And then
That gets
you three anglers.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not, I mean, it's $100 a head. It's really not that bad. And like I said, you should get that $100 before you leave the captain's meeting back and some great prizes. And then we do jackpots. We do $100 big fish overall. And then we do 100, 200, 300 jackpots, you know, for the three fish bag. And the jackpot money, man, everybody's fishing. Everybody's spending money again.
Everybody was in it.
It's a much different climate than 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the winner, what could he win with? What could the winning team win? So it's a team event.
It is, yeah, for the three fish bag. That's really the main prize. I think the total prize money was, what was it, Jason?
$25,313.
Yeah. You mean the winning team is going to win 25 grand?
If they go across the board on all the jackpots, that's what they get.
Yeah, that's the total.
Wow.
That's some real money.
Sweet.
You know, and the more teams there are, the more money's in the kitty. That first year, I think we gave away about 45 grand.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good chunk of change. And the prizes are not bad, man. We've got, like, Cousins Rods came through with a bunch of rods, and Avett threw some reels in. Got some awesome stuff from Pure Fishing. I mean, the raffle prizes, the average bag is probably $100-$150 worth of good stuff.
Good stuff.
You know, so.
And then you have a raffle prize giveaway at the Konakai tomorrow, right?
Correct, yeah.
Give away a lot of swag, huh?
Yep. And, like, if you win the big fish overall, what do we have? We got a nice big yellowtail mount for them.
Nice.
We put together another big prize for that one, too.
I think they get a fishing rod from Batson.
Oh, that's right.
Custom.
We had Salty Dog wrap us up some bitchin' custom jig sticks, you know, with Yellowtail Shootout on them and all that. And so
this is a big event.
It is.
And every, you know, it's pretty much, yellowtail's the user-friendly type of fish, too.
That was the idea, man. It's every man's fish, and it's kind of every man's prize fish.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky enough, all of us, to get to fish in some awesome places, but... I mean, you know, we get the yellowtail to come to town, and all of us are just as geeked up to go catch them as anybody else.
Yeah. And it's a one-day deal, so it's like anybody can win that deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the banquet's really good. You can bring your kids. You know, it's right there on the water. We've always focused on the food. You know, fishermen like to eat, so we always have really strong food. In the past, we had Phil's Barbecue cater it, and then the Konakai puts on an awesome buffet. So
yeah, the remodeled Konakai, they're like putting like $23 million into the Konakai.
It's and
beautiful.
It shows, man.
Beautiful.
It looks it's nice. Beautiful. You see that new pool area and all that
yeah,
they did over there?
Really nice.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
So that's cool. So next year, people want to get in. They just follow it on BB Outdoors or fishdope.com, right?
Yep, and yellowtailshootout.com. We try to open up the registration sometime like in February or March. Mm-hmm. They start trickling in then. But, man, this week has been like – we've been laughing about it. Sometimes we get three registrations in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Like, it was coming in so fast. And then just the vibe of everybody there last night. These guys are fired up. A lot of guys, I think, went back to playing golf and all that when we had high fuel prices and crappy fishing, you know. And they're back, man. Everybody's excited
yeah.
about fishing. And even with the younger guys, it seems like fishing's cool, man.
Yeah.
You see more kids and more girls and – everybody getting into it. So.
More people want to go fishing because they realize what a great activity sport it is.
And a great way to get outside and all the other good stuff that goes with it.
And all the other stuff you see, right? You see blue whales now and fin whales and just all the it's like going out and enjoying the ocean. And the bonus is you catch fish and take it home and eat great fish.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's just good to see the whole town is fired up about fishing again. It's so good to see.
You bet. All of Southern California is fired up.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Good fishing. So you go ahead.
It kind of helps when the fish is only 5 miles from the point.
5 miles? Yeah. Like I was telling you guys, I took our extraordinary creator of our website, designer Chad Anderson, out fishing with his dad from South Dakota yesterday morning just for a couple of hours. And we had four yellowtail at the Whistler Buoy. Nice ones, too. Like, one was over 20. It was a nice fish. Yeah.
Dude, when
just
is this yellowtail?
Mackerel.
It won't stop. Like,
yeah.
There was no off-season for yellowtail.
Yeah.
And the size of them. I mean, I remember the 98 El Nino, when there was, you couldn't go anywhere up and down the coast without catching a yellowtail. You couldn't throw a sardine in the water, you know, but they were like 4 to 6 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is like, it shrunk. We're like, they got the small ones today. 12 to 14, 16 pound fish.
Yeah.
We've been spoiled with all these 20 to 35 pound fish.
Sure. What do you think is going to take the big fish in the shootout?
Man, I don't know. What do you think, Jason?
I don't know. Rick's not fishing, so there's no 40 pluses.
So. I'm going to say 35.
I'm going to say
something in the 32 to 35 pound range.
And I think that's about what it's been the last few years.
Yeah.
Gosh, there was was it 4 years ago when they were biting in Pyramid Cove and a few boats went up there? Dude, we had like first, second, third, there was nothing or 33.
Wow.
I mean, there was big fish around. Yeah. So it's hard. I don't know. There's just so much yellowtail around. I mean, you've seen those fish coming off the kelps. There's been legit 30-something pound fish coming off of kelp bodies.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing is that now it's open to everybody because you can get a legitimate big fish in local waters. You don't have to run to Santa Barbara Island or Clemente or anything like that. You can get a legitimate big one locally.
Anywhere, you know. It could, and that's what people. Where would you fish? I'm like, I don't even know. People were asking us last night. There's so much fish everywhere. It's hard to say.
Are you allowed to go into Mexican waters?
You are. Yeah.
You are. Okay.
Within 100 miles of the point.
That's the rules. Mm-hmm. 100 miles of the point.
Yep.
How about that fishing down? Is it in the flats area down there that? The three-quarter day boats have been experiencing unbelievable.
Really good fishing. It's actually 45 miles plus down south. It's way down there. Islands just, they're blue, 70 degrees, just lack of fish there right now.
Yeah. But the three-quarter day guys, I think both had like over 200 fish yesterday.
Oh, they've been, I mean, how many days in a row has it been they've been putting up over 100 per boat, you know? And it's been, and we always laugh about it because a lot of those guys are rent rods, man. To do 150 yellowtail on a party boat, that's some good fishing.
Really good fishing. That means they're swarming under the boat.
Exactly. I mean, think of how many tangles and all that stuff's going on. Like, that is some excellent, excellent fishing.
And then you add in tuna. Now we're seeing yellowfin tuna just locally here, right? It's you said 5 miles, Jason?
Yeah, 5 miles. It's the stuff is just so close.
Yeah.
You don't you're driving over fish as you're coming out of the harbor.
Yeah. And then now, finally, sand bass are back.
They're really starting to concrete
up and down the coast here.
We have two now. We're not messing with those.
Yeah, but for the half-day guys and the tourists and, you know, people that just want to get out for a nice day.
And that's a good way to get people started, man. I remember being a kid, like, going on my first wide-open sand bass bite. Like, that's if you got kids to get started or you want to get the wife out or whatever on a nice, easy trip, and you're going to catch more fish than you know what to do with.
4 to 7 pound sand bass on string.
Yeah. And man, when you get them whipped up too and they start chumming them, they'll eat the surface iron. Like catching sand bass on the surface, it's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
A lot of fun.
So tell us about fishdope.com. You've had tremendous success. We've been promoting it here on the show and talking about it. It's the source now, number one source in Southern California for fishing information. What's going on there?
We're busy.
Yeah.
there's we've gotten a lot more response out of the anglers. We've got them trained now to call in and give us reports when they get back in. And we have Danny. He sits on that phone, and he's on there from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. at night, nonstop. It's been amazing. With fish around, it's just helped a ton with putting people on fish, keeping people fishing. And the response, I mean, we're months early for when we should have this offshore fish.
Sure.
We weren't ready for that.
It's not July 4th yet.
I know. Oh, yeah, we weren't ready for it. And all of a sudden, we realize that we're fishing and trying to work, you know, 24 hours a day between three of us.
Yeah.
And keeping track of all these fish. You could just take a dartboard and throw a dart, you know, and pick a direction. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Right? So explain fishdope.com to us. How does that all work?
Well, we have a website, and on the website we aggregate the fishing reports from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Quintin. And we do a daily report, written report, give you the exact GPS numbers to the spots where everybody's catching fish, what kind of fish they're catching, the size of the fish, show you a picture. We go out and we find our own fish as well. We got a couple boats that we talk to every day, sport boats, six packs, four packs. We drive our own boats. We got buddies. And then Ollie, he just got his pilot's license, and he's just started flying for us now. We have our regular pilot as well. He's a commercial guy, and he's been stuck doing all this other commercial stuff because there's so much fish. He hasn't been flying for us, so Ollie went out and got his airline license there, and he's been flying for us.
Pilot, all right, and seeing fish from the air and putting shots. I saw some shots last week on Fishdope.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's so cool to fly that spotter plane, just the stuff that you get to see, you know. But it really, we don't see, like, massive schools of tuna like you'd imagine under the water, but you see life. And when you find the life and you kind of work that area, just like in the boat, you're just going a lot faster. You figured out real quick. You know, we went outside on, what day did we fly? Wednesday?
Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday we went up and we flew, and we looked at everything on the outside out by the 43 and a little bit west of there, and man, it was dead. I know there have been some fish caught out there, but we just didn't see the bird life or any of that. Went down around 302, 371, and we started to see some life, and we found some good kelps that had some fish on them, but we found some great kelps that didn't have any fish on them. Yeah, and that's kind of like when I fished last week. We found some kelps that you'd kill for.
Yeah.
69-degree water, and they had so much bait on them, but we didn't see any fish, and the viz was like 80 feet. You know, if they were there, you're probably going to see them.
See them, yeah.
And we came into that zone at the bottom of the nine there, and it was just whales and dolphin and tuna and birds. I mean, we got some shots of one bird school that was like, there was probably 200 birds on it.
Wow.
We literally had to pull the airplane up because I was worried about hitting a bird.
Whoa.
You know, there was so many of them.
And where was that?
That was right at the top of the 9 Mile Bank.
Really?
There was like one or two boats on it, and they were fishing it. We saw it, and we started spinning on it, and then all the other boats saw the airplane.
We
felt bad. Yeah, they were coming from every direction. But we could see guys from the plane hooking fish. It was freaking cool.
Pretty amazing. Well, here's Marcus Medak from the New Loanne. He's got some insight. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Nice to hear from you. You sounds like you're out fishing.
Yeah, we're out fishing. You know, we've been out here quite a bit here the last couple weeks, and it's been a little bit on the frustrating side. You know, we've been scratching away a little bit at some decent fish, but we've been looking at a lot of bluefin tuna. Sounds like you guys were just talking about that here recently. But the darn things, they just have not been biting. But we haven't given up. We keep trying it. And today it seems like things are in a little bit different mode here. For the most part, the last couple of weeks, whenever we've seen a school, you know, we get it to boil up maybe a little bit and maybe hook one or two, and then it's gone. And today, they're sticking with us. So we like that a lot. We've got good fish under us here. We've been drifting out for about 45 minutes or an hour, and we're actually slow plunking. I think we got two fish hooked up right now. We've landed about a dozen bluefin. See them boiling around every minute or two. You see a couple boils up off the bow and a few up. Upswell and under us here all the time. So seems like I'm really hoping here. It seems like maybe they're getting in the right kind of mode here. It looks pretty darn promising to me.
That's fantastic, Marcus. That's so one day, day and a half, 2 day. What do you think? If you were booking a trip right now, what would you do?
We're currently on a day and a half, but it's where we're fishing. We're up here in California. It's easily reachable on an overnight trip for sure. In fact, last time we were in this area, we were on an overnight trip, and we actually saw them starting to act just a little bit like this that time. That's why we came back to the same area. And so we're hoping that this is a sign of things to come here. If we can keep doing this at this pace all day, we're gonna have a heck of a day. So
yeah,
I got my fingers crossed.
And that's the thing about a day and a half versus a one-day trip is you get the full day of fishing. So if the fish aren't biting till the afternoon, you're going to be there, right?
That's true. That's true. On the other hand, if they're biting in the morning, it doesn't matter so much.
It doesn't.
Either one, you can't really, you know, at this kind of distance, you can't go wrong. You definitely, going for a full day, it increases your odds.
Yeah,
you know, certainly you're stacking the deck in your favor.
No doubt. Well, what's going on with the new Luann? How do we get aboard, and what's your schedule here out of Point Loma Sport Fishing?
We're mainly running day-and-a-half trips, although we have some overnight trips as well. Easiest way to get a hold of us is just call Point Loma Sport Fishing at 619-223-1627, or just look up the website there at pointlomasportfishing.com. I know we have another day and a half trip leaving tomorrow night, and it's got plenty of space on it, so might be. We've had a lot of real light trips here during the week. It's been pretty killer for the guys, really, getting out here, 12, 15 guys. It's been pretty cool. So we'll see here, but we've got a couple day and a half trips during the week. I think we have an overnight on Friday or something like that.
All right, well, check pointlomaspitfishing.com. You can book right online. Marcus Medak, new Luann. Thanks for that report, Marcus. Keep getting them, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Appreciate the update this morning, live on the water. Captain Marcus is pretty awesome. He's one heck of a captain, for sure. And if you want to join us this morning, there are lines open, toll-free, 877-792-1090. One line open there, and there is a line open on our local lines, which are 858-457-1090, 858-457-1090. And boy, oh boy, you're going to be rewarded today thanks to Ollie and Jason. We're going to give away two one-year subscriptions to fishdope.com worth $169 each. Two lucky callers are going to win a one-year subscription to fishdope.com, and that's going to be great. That'll be for somebody that's not a member or a current member, right?
Either one, yeah.
Either one. You can update your current membership for a year, or a new member, brand new member, get in there at fishdope.com. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more Fish Dope, talk more BD Outdoors. We haven't even entered into BD Outdoors yet, so we're going to get there. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's in Christmas Island right now and probably sleeping, but hopefully get up and call us and give us a fish report here either today or tomorrow. We have great guests in the studio. Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com. We're giving away two amazing prizes. Two lucky callers are going to win a one-year subscription worth $169 to FishDope.com. You know what's cool about FishDope is that whether you're a private boater or a sport boater, you can keep on what's going on a daily basis, even an hourly basis. I check FishDope 2-3 times a day because this time of the year, Danny's updating a lot.
Yeah, he's trying to keep tabs on what's going on.
And you know what's going on from Santa Barbara to Ensenada. And that's what's cool is you really kind of get an overview, San Clemente Island, Santa Barbara Island, whatever, you know, up in Channel Islands where they have that sea bass bite, you know, if yellow's biting up at the 150, down off of Ensenada, wherever, it's there.
Yeah, we also have that SST chart, and that shows you exactly where the fish are being caught. We put it on there. It's like Google Earth for fishermen.
Yeah.
Right now, the chart is completely full of bites. You can't even see the SSTs because there's so much fish everywhere.
Yeah, there's so much fish. But that's a cool little deal. That's one of the things. You have the SST temperature charts as well as the hot bite information tells you when that fish was caught and such on that zone.
Yeah, we give you tools as well to show you the distance, how far you got to run to go find the fish, and how much fuel you're going to burn. We do weather on there. We show you the buoys. Those are live buoys. You can click on them. We've made apps for the chart as well. You download the chart before you leave on your trip. When you're on the trip, it shows you exactly where you're at on the chart. You know, you could look at your SSTs on there and go, oh, man, I need to drive five more miles to the west, and I'll be in that good water.
Because your cell phone or your iPad will have a GPS on it, but it won't be able to download the current data. But you do that before you leave with the Fish Dope app, which is a really great app, both on iPhone, iPad, or Droid, right?
Yep.
They're all three. And then you just basically have the chart that tells you where to go as you're sitting on the water.
Yeah, that's all. It was a kind of a free upgrade. We didn't feel like we needed to charge for it, even though we spent tens of thousands of dollars to get that done.
Yeah, it really came out very well. And all that's included in the subscription.
All of it's included. We just want people to go fishing. It's good for the industry, good for the heart, you know.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good when somebody writes in, I went right where you guys went, and I caught fish, and our family's eating good tonight.
I do it all the time. I look at Fish Dope, you know, get information from the current information, go right to the spots, and get on it. Because here's the deal. Is you have guys like Dave Hansen, Mark Wish, Ali, and a lot of other people. It's kind of like the whole BD Outdoors brigade are out there looking for fish and reporting back, right?
Yeah, no, we got a pretty good network that Jason and those guys have built over the years. Danny especially, man. He's got tight connections with a lot of the party boat guys, a lot of commercial guys. So, you know, if there's fishing going on, we'll know about it for the most part. And it's a real good resource to cut the learning curve. Back in the day, you know, the guys that had the best network of friends that you could text with or whatever, those were the guys that were catching the fish. But now, you know, it makes it easier for everybody to catch some fish. And we want to see everybody out there fishing, catching fish, having a good time. It's good for everyone, good for our sport.
Yeah, good for the sport. And a good evidence is this year how great it's been, for sure. Well, hey, Cass is, of course, with Rick in Christmas Island. And normally his report comes on right now, but his report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. If you're on a private boat, call them the day before you go and make arrangements to drop your fish either at their dock, which I did yesterday, pulled up right to the dock and dropped off those yellowtail we caught yesterday. They come down on the dock, pick them up, and Chad and his dad were, it's like, wow, that's easy. It's like, yeah, and then you'll go there and pick up vacuum-packed, perfectly filleted fish here in just a few hours. Or you can get a tag if it's after hours, and they have a lock combo. You put it in their slush bin, and then you come back the next day, and it's ready to go. It's the only way to fly. Find them on Facebook, Fisherman's Processing. For more details, call Fisherman's or check fishermansprocessing.com. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're jam-packed, and they want to talk to you guys, so let's go ahead and talk to Mike calling us from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. It's Mike. How's it going?
Morning.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for all the information you're putting out for everybody in the spotter plan. We're real lucky to have you. Hey, the Redondo hoist is finally getting up and getting fixed. We haven't been able to put our boat in the water here since October, and they're working on it now, so we're pretty stoked up here.
I just basically
wanted to say thank you to Cedros Adventure for giving me the trip down there that I'm leaving this Friday. And thanks for Let's Talk Hookup, and I hope you guys have a good day.
Wow, well, give us a report. We're going at the end of July down to Cedros Adventures, and really looking forward to that. So when you get back, give us a report, Mike. Have a great time.
Thanks, Pete. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You want to get through? There is your chance. Like John calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, John.
Hey, I got a question. How how difficult is it just to keep up on everything that's going on? You guys cover such a wide area, and you're updating the website every day around, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just how do you take care of that?
Oh, man, it's almost a two-person full-time job. We have to cut it off at about 9:30. The phone's still ringing, but, man, it's really difficult just to stay on top of the phone calls. We love talking to people. We love working with people. That's the only way to go. That's how we get quality reports. And
do you have to sift through a lot of junk to get the reports?
No, not really. No, we've gotten a lot of our sources to just call in, and they give us GPS numbers, what they caught, what the weather was like, water temperature, and they're off the phone. You know, it's not, yeah. We don't have to sit there hear about it. And they call in too, and they go, hey, you know, we're on the water right now. What's going on? I'm trying to find some fish, and we'll point them in the right direction. They always call back afterwards, you know, just tell us what happened. And, you know, we get 30, 40, 50 people doing that a day. Half of them have my direct phone number, and half of them call the fish dope phone and talk to Danny. And then after that, you know, we listen to a little bit of VHF just to kind of get the vibe, because you can tell in people's voice if they're excited or not. We've got those guys pretty hammered down, too. We hear them every day. We know who's out on the regular, you know, public feed.
Sure.
Talking to 3 or 4 spotter planes, you know, and we know when they're up. Talk wow. to the commercial guys. We know when they're out. We kind of just work through it throughout the week. And Fridays are, of course, the busiest.
Sure.
Thursdays, people start fishing. Fridays, I don't think people work anymore.
Yeah.
And then Saturday and Sunday is really busy. Monday's really easy. We get a lot of reports from people from fishing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we can kind of just piece together what we already know.
Yeah. And then you get reports. You guys keep tabs on the bait, too. I mean, you call the Everingham Brothers, get the update on the bait there, up and down the coast, right?
Yeah, Everingham Brothers, San Pedro Bait, those guys are my boys.
Yeah.
They help us so much.
You tell exactly what's going on. And of course, now it's changing from minute to minute on those receivers, because there's so much volume going on.
Yeah, and that's why they're awesome to work with. They'll call me and say, hey, we're out, you know, or we just got in 14 lids of sardine. And just so let your guys know, you know, especially for Yellowtail Shootout, that they called me yesterday because they knew we were at the registration. They said, hey, tell everybody we have sardine. We just got it in. Everybody there was almost cheering.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Well, great job you guys do. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate that. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Hey, you heard in the last break an ad for Katmai Lodge in on the Alagnac River in Bristol Bay, Alaska. We put together a new sponsor with us, put together a trip for July of 2016. Well, I'm happy to report, or maybe sad for those of you that didn't get on it, that trip is already sold out. In fact, we oversold it, so there's even a waiting list. So if you want to go in 2016 with us, get on the waiting list. But better yet, they have spots open in 2015 to this amazing, amazing experience, and also other dates in 2016. We're going to work on putting together another group trip in 2016, just to kind of take the overfill from the popularity of this trip. And it's a wonderful, wonderful destination, and the new owner has taken it from a new level of what it was. They used to take up to 60 people at the lodge. They only take a maximum of 30 now, which, same facility, same, you know, huge number of guides, same number of boats, so they have their own float plane. It's a very, very special place. So that's Katmai Lodge. You can link that on our website, hookup1090.com. But, yeah, 2016 Katmai Lodge trip sold out. Hey, 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there is your chance. Let's talk to Don in Woodland Hills. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing, Ollie and Jason? Thanks for taking my call this morning. I got to tell you, Rick is one lucky guy. Not only does he catch a monster yellowtail and win a whole lot of beer, you know, he's now got his new gig with Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and he gets to spend another Christmas in July.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's having Christmas in July. Very nice.
He is. Hey, BD Outdoors. great resource, guys. Thank you so very much for it. Can never seem to get enough info, and just, you know, sitting here and tooling through it this morning, as I usually do on the weekends, and, you know, I can figure out how to build a relatively inexpensive rod rack for my garage, and got a lesson on how to redo a haywire twist. So I just wanted to thank you very much for the resource.
Cool. We're glad you enjoy it, man. We couldn't do it without all the guys that read it. The numbers over the years have just gotten astronomical, and it's great because it's community, and the more people we have come to the site, the more content we get. And, yeah, like that Build a Rod Rack article that Eric Landesfien put out last week, that thing went viral.
Really?
Just how to build a PVC rod rack, you know? It's the weirdest things. Sometimes that just go crazy, and that thing was shared all over the web. It really worked out
really,
well.
Really? Somebody's creative idea that he just shared it, huh?
Man, it's all those tips and tricks things, you know, and that's one of the things that we are always looking for when we're talking about new articles is some of the stuff we've been doing for so long that you just don't even think about anymore, you know, and it can be the most inane stuff like, you know, the old zip tie with the screw hole on it down around the base of your reel to hang your lure on.
Yeah.
Some people just haven't seen that anymore, and especially now with fishing being so good and so many people getting into it for the first time. That stuff goes over real, real well and gets read and gets shared, and we're able to share some of that knowledge with people.
And you have different sections on BD Outdoors to where you can find exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, we've got the website basically breaks down into two main sections. We've got what we call the CMS, which is the front-end content management system where all the articles go, all the videos from our team that we produce and other people produce as well. You know, all the editorial stuff is on one side, just like a magazine, but online. And then we've got the forums, which is where Bloody Deck started, which is, you know, community-based, sharing peer-to-peer info. You know, my outboard is not peeing or whatever, and, you know, somebody will come on there and give you 10 steps to try. And it's just a real good spot for guys that are trying to learn, you know, and if you have a problem or whatever, there's a whole army of guys ready to help you.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. So it's divided in two sections. You've got a lot. You have a lot of employees and a lot of content. Providers on, like you say, it's an online magazine.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, we've got our staff internally that kind of manages this stuff. We've got our editor, Scott Goodwin. He's a, you know, 20-something year boat captain. He's not just a writer. And he's providing info. And then he also corrals about another six or seven other writers that are sending us content every week pretty much.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Very good. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Ari calling us from Venice Beach. Good morning, Ari.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
for
joining us.
Good morning.
I live out here in Venice Beach in Los Angeles. I fish Santa Monica Bay a lot. And I was wondering if you guys do coverage up north here.
Yeah, we cover up north there. It's a little slower. You guys don't get a lot of the offshore tuna. You know, like this year, all bets are off. I bet you guys get fish at the boot. I know that, in fact, I know there's been bluefin up there already. We talk with the half-day boats. We talk with the three-quarter-day boats. Since they booted the bait dock out of Marina Del Rey there, we kind of lost some resources there as far as getting the bait report every day.
They booted the bait dock out of Marina Del Rey?
Well, there was two bait guys, and one was competition, and the other one owns the landing with all the sport boats.
Oh, I see.
So I guess there's politics and, you know, dirty, sticky bait docks in Marina Del Rey downtown there where everybody walks the boardwalk. It just didn't fit, I guess, for the people there.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's kind of sad. But,
yeah.
Now he's in Redondo Beach, and he owns Redondo Sport Fishing. He's doing good over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we kind of lost that every day, what's going on with the bait. And when you find out what's going on with the bait every day, you find out what's going on with the fish as well, because it comes with it.
Yeah.
But your
reporters are full speed right there in the South Bay.
Yeah, we have some smaller guys. They don't run 3-4 times a week, and they keep us up to date. It's just not a lot of offshore fishing. We're kind of focused on offshore right now.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Ari. Well, thanks. Appreciate that very much. And, yeah, fishdope.com. BD Outdoors, good source for information. Appreciate your call this morning to Let's Talk Hookup. That does free up a local line at 858-457-1090. Open right now. When we come back, we're going to hear from Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance and City Councilman. And I'll bet he's going to chime in on a little bit of BD Outdoors and fishdope.com. And, of course, your phone calls. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters. So gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors. And look who's here, Councilman Sherm, Scott Sherman. Now, do they call you Sherm in the city council?
No, they call me the Shermanator.
The Shermanator, yeah, even better. Yeah, indeed. Hey, Sherm, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to come say hi to the guys. I mean, I've been involved with Bloody Decks for a long time now, BDA Outdoors. I mean, I remember when they were just getting started walking around Fred Hall and putting stickers everywhere just to get their name out there. You know, it was just getting off the ground. I still miss Stan and all his stickers. He was pushing everywhere. God bless him. And rest in peace. But you guys have done an amazing job for the fishing community. I remember when this thing started, and it was just getting off the ground, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and more fishing community comes together. And you can actually, I think, see the popularity of the sport increase with the popularity of BD Outdoors and what you guys have been doing. The fish reports, fish dope, everything you've been done on the political side when it comes to fishing in Mexico and all the issues we've had there, you guys have just been an amazing partner for the fishing community here in San Diego. And from a business standpoint, I'm telling you, when it came to selling marine insurance, the Bloody Decks and Let's Talk Hookup are by far the two best marketing decisions I ever made when it came to selling insurance for boaters. So just wanted to say thanks to both of you guys.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it, man. Does that guy sound like a politician or what?
Yeah, really. better as it is. And, of course, you know, the stall started with Fifth Avenue Insurance, which, of course, your wife's running and still going strong for boaters, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're doing a really good job. And I tell you that I remember when Bloody Decks first got started, I called up Ali and I started talking to him about marketing on the site, and we came to a quick little partnership there and kind of hit it off because we're both fishermen, and it's just been an excellent, excellent business adventure from the very beginning. So I just wanted to say thanks again for everything we do.
That's fantastic. So what's going on? Are the Chargers staying or going?
That's a good question. If they're going to stay, we're probably going to have to force the issue. So I think that's where we're going now. You know, they've been less than forthright with us from the very beginning. So it's time just to take our case to the NFL and say, hey, look, you know, they're trying to make the case that San Diego is an obstacle to keeping them here, and we're there to show them that we want the NFL to stay. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a fun couple of months coming up.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh boy, that's just part of your fun at the city council, right?
Yeah, it seems like all Chargers all the time. I mean, heck, we even had a budget committee hearing the other day, and a guy came up, and a reporter wanted to talk to me afterwards. I'm thinking, wow, somebody wants to talk budget. And he goes, hey, you got a $4 million surplus in the budget. You going to use that to build a stadium? Yeah. That's how it's all Chargers all the time. And I sure wish I was out at the Yellowtail shootout today. It's the first one I've missed in many, many years. But the grandkids are in town, so I had to pick my poison here.
There you go. Now, Sherm, one thing I want to mention is of course, you're getting out on a kayak and stuff like that, and you do some reporting too to the Fish Dope, BD Outdoors. You give them the information. You're just one of those field reporters, right? When you can get out on the water.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I go on there and do reports on the website and that kind of stuff. Let people know what I've been catching and what we've been using and what's working and all that kind of stuff. That's what was so great about this website, man. If you need some information and you're planning on going fishing the next day or later that afternoon or whatever, all you have to do is go on BD Outdoors or Fish Dope, and you'll have everything you need to know to have a successful trip.
Yeah, Sherm's reports are where not to go and what not to do.
Oh, here we go, right?
Well, it's starting already.
Yeah. Hey, Sherm, you're running for re-election, right?
Yeah, I told everybody when I started this journey that I would do two terms. It's going to take that long to make a difference, so we're in it again.
And when's the election?
Not till June of 16, but the way things go, you start a year out, so we're already starting into the fundraising and campaigning mode.
Well, we're there to help you out through the run there for sure, Sherm, and you know, we're going to work hard to make sure that you're back in there because we need you.
Well, vice versa, guys. I mean, it's a symbiotic relationship. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a lot of the stuff and issues that we both care about. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Scott Sherman, thanks for the report. Appreciate that.
And make sure you tell Ali I'm still waiting for that fishing trip. He's telling me he's going to take me on.
Hey, we remember what happened the last time I took you.
Yeah, I think you back to that squid light I dropped overboard.
Dumped our squid light like within the first hour of the trip. We went sea bass fishing. I'm never going to let him live it down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who in the world doesn't secure their squid light to the side of the boat, just left it plugged into a plug and expect that to hold it?
A politician.
Thanks, Sherm. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there is your chance. Let's talk to Bob in La Jolla. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Morning, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I'm wondering if your Fish Dope also covers the inshore, like a white sea bass, and if you've got your SSTs, if that would follow a kelp patty situation.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing inshore for a long time. That's, you know, the last couple of years, all we had was inshore. The offshore season wasn't that great. So, we cover it. It's 365 days out of the year that we're gathering reports on Christmas. You know, everybody gets up early and wants to go out and use their new gear, and we'll get a report out of them. It's kind of gives us a laugh on Christmas, you know. But, yeah, we do a lot of the inshore reports. We try to keep tabs on it while the offshore is going, but the offshore is just so much work. And really, that's where you get your value at. When you give people offshore reports and they've got to go out 40 miles, we don't want them to miss. We don't want them to spend all that fuel and go out there and not catch a fish. So we really focus on the offshore during this time of the year. But if something's going inshore, say La Jolla's going, you know, we'll notice there's good yellowtail fishing.
Sand bass are starting to kick up.
Yeah, sand bass, or even if the calico fishing's really good, you know, we'll mention it. But, yeah, that's we do cover that. And the SSTs are, you know, all the way from Point Conception to San Quintin. We have a scientist on board that we've partnered up with, and he gives us anywhere from 3 to 18 shots a day. He uses all sorts of satellites on his own. He has his own dish there and interpolates everything for us, gives us the best temperature breaks, you know, easy to read type of stuff.
Yeah.
We put the little fish marks right where they're being caught, and it just usually lines right up with the fit, with the temperature breaks. It makes it real easy
it's
to figure
amazing
out where
to see that, isn't it, on that SST?
Yeah.
It's, how those things really make a difference.
Yep. We write in the kelp patty thing, we write kelp patty right on that fish, that little fish icon. Yeah. So you can see we start out with a red, which means like the hottest bite, the latest one, and it goes all the way down to yellow from the orange and yellow, and you can actually track the fish.
Yeah,
or track the kelp.
See how they're moving.
Where it's been going.
Yeah. And like you say, right now there's so much fish around that that screen is covered.
Screen is completely covered. You have to sort it out with 1 and 2 day to even, you know.
Can you do that? Do you have a sort?
Yeah, we have sorting on there.
So you can get like the current information, just put what it was caught yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a feature we had to add because this time of year there's just so many fish being caught in so many places. In the early season, too, it's cool because you'll see those fish start, like you'll see the little marks on our map up here down around San Martin, way down south, and you just see them march right up the line. And like Jason said, it's usually on a temp break, march right up to our local waters, and then by the time they move in July and August, it's more data really than we can handle.
Yeah, we have the currents as well. We call it the what is that one?
The bite zone.
Bite zone, yeah. Bite zone, it's a mixture of chlorophyll and temperature charts and how they're moving, that those breaks are moving, and we can animate it right there in the interface. You animate it out 5-7 days, you can actually see all the eddies and all the currents, which way they're pushing, and usually the fish go right along with that. That's the bite zone right there, you know, that the fish are moving around in.
Sure. Yeah, so, and you can drive right to it.
Yep.
Not waste any fuel.
Yep.
Which isn't cheap.
better this year, fortunately.
Oh, much better this
year.
Yeah,
this is the first year in a while we're happy we have a diesel boat, not a gas boat, because diesel's actually been surprisingly cheap.
Yeah,
but.
Pretty cool.
Better than the 5 gallons we were paying, $5 a gallon we were paying just a couple of years ago with the slow fishing, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, you can actually go catch stuff.
And you don't have to run.
No,
like, you can go five, like, far. The best fishing, honestly, this week was just off the point, five to 10 miles.
Yeah.
You know,
so. And same up in LA, you know, 150 right there.
Right out front. This has been great.
Gotta love it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Gary, Big Halibut Gary, we should call him, in Lawndale. What's up, Gary?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Oh, boy, Scott Sherman kind of took my wind there. I just wanted to talk first about your BD Outdoors marketing. It's just wonderful. You see your stickers everywhere in the Fred Hall shows. Kids have got them on them. You guys have a great booth and good rapport with all the people there. I wanted to put it out there. What we have in our booth is tattoos, temporary tattoos. That might be another big hit for you guys. I also wanted to talk about Alaska. I wanted to thank all my roommates up there, Dave, Dan, Bob, and the Cods, and especially my son, Mark. That was great to be able to go fishing in Alaska with my son, Mark.
Yeah, well, that picture on there with you and your son standing next to that 360-pound behemoth.
Oh, this is that guy. I saw that picture on Ricky's Facebook last week. Holy moly, that was a giant.
Awesome fish.
Yeah. The biggest, largest known catch at Kingfisher Charters. That's saying something.
Those guys go through a lot of fish. So what's up with those fillets? What time do we pick them up at?
Well, if you want to drive to L.A., I can make sure you can have one.
We might do that.
Take care of you. Hey, Gary, he took the tail, which was 28 inches across, to Lyons and O'Haver to have it mounted. That's going to be quite a mount.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, what would you do if you mounted that whole fish?
Yeah.
You have nowhere to put it.
Yeah, you'd need a whole wall. You need a house.
You'd need your house to sell just to get the mount.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome. Congratulations.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to Christmas Island right now. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Doing great. You're up bright and early this morning.
It's a little on the early side, but it's a great time down here, man. It is. You nailed it, bro. You said that this was a trip of a lifetime, a place of a lifetime, and this is an experience that I can't even begin to tell anybody. This is awesome down here.
Yeah, and how's the fishing? How are you guys doing?
Our trip's been going really good. We've been having a lot of fun. It's a cool mix of everything. The bone fishing has been good.
We're breaking up there, Rick. He's on a satellite phone there, so we're going to try and get a connection here. I know if you stand in the right spot down there, there's certain spots that you can stand, and it gets better. Yeah. Oh, we lost them. So we'll catch up with them right after the break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Rick. Later on, he's up bright and early. It's 4 a.m. there.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. It sounded like it was 4 a.m.
He's ready to rock. So you stay tuned. More from Jason Ali, our fish report. Stay tuned. Let's talk hook up the Mighty 1090.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hook, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.